Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Jay Nitro. Welcome back to the 100% Real Podcast. Today is going to be a splitting day. I say that because we are going to be talking to Melina Perez, former WWE superstar, former WWE diva, former WWE Women's Champion. She may have been Divas Champion as well, but we're going to talk about personal life, quarantine life, wrestling life. She might even ask me some questions. So be ready for any and all questions, because we are about to go in a Zoom call in 5 minutes. Oh, I don't know what she's going to ask, but I want to say thank you, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, I want to say thank you. If you're listening on any podcasting, streaming service, thank you. And also go purchase my merch. It should be out now. We're making more merch for the 100% Real Podcast. This will be going up on YouTube, so hopefully you guys will enjoy. It's gonna be awkward, I'll give you that. But yeah. We're going to talk for a good 10 minutes. You guys know my podcasts are never that long. So we're patiently waiting. We got 4 minutes remaining. My heart is pounding like it did when Leo Rush was on the podcast, my guy. Yeah, we are 3 minutes and 40 seconds in. I'm excited. I am nervous. I don't know what to expect. I'm going to stutter like I don't know what happened to me. But it's all worth it. It's Melina. Come on. It's Melina. Nervous as all hell right now. Three minutes remaining. I am not ready for this at all. We can talk about the YouTube Cruiserweight Championship. Oh, shit. Hey, just know that we are almost 2 minutes away from this interview. I had to block the AEW poster with the banner because I don't know if she'd be okay with that. I don't know if her company would be okay with that. So we are a minute and some change left in this bit. No, I'm gonna just take it down. We'll just take it all the way to the fuck down. Okay. We'll keep it like that. Yeah, that's fine. keep it like that right there. I had to take my AEW poster down, guys. My banner now. Holy shit, bro. We are a minute left in this thing. Oh shit. Y'all can feel my heart right now. It's going just like this. Yeah, you know. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21. I gotta wait another 9 minutes. Hey, Melina.
Hey, Mark. Hi.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
this makes me happy.
How have you been?
How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. I just had to go do my treatment that I do every month. So I just got back home. I have a condition called common variable immune deficiency. So I have to get treatments once a month for the rest of my life. I've been doing it since I was 13. And
really?
Yeah, it helps build my immune system so that I won't get sick as much. I believe my doctor said the last time I was like I had like a major illness was in 2013.
Oh, so good that it's been years. Yeah. A significant amount of time. Oh my goodness. So this deficiency just lowers your immune system a lot so that you're susceptible to illnesses?
Pretty much, yeah. When I was, I was diagnosed at 13. So basically, I was getting sick a lot. I wasn't able to, you know, gain weight. I wasn't able to, like, eat as much as like a normal person would. So therefore, I'd miss out on like a lot of stuff because I'd be sick. So,
but you know what? The amazing thing is that you know you have to go for a treatment, and you know what I mean. Like, there's always plus sides to that, and thank goodness
sure.
that they're able to do that for you, and that it's been that long since you've been sick. So there's hope that there's going to be even more advances. You know what I mean? So that you won't like you'll be able to do more and be less sick.
So
I'm grateful you're here.
How have you been during this quarantine?
I've been good. You know what? The first like, was it 2 months? Or maybe it was the 6 weeks in, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. I was like, oh no, okay, I'm over this now. Like, I started freaking out.
Yeah.
I want to hug people. I'm like, hug people. Because, like, living in New York, I was really super serious about, like, no, I'm not going out. No.
Yeah.
Not at all. But then it was just like, okay. After a while, I just realized, okay. So after I went the crazy mark,
mm-hmm.
then I started realizing, oh, well, there's plenty of things to do that I need to get done.
Yeah.
Never, But I started focusing on that and then all the positives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's helped a lot. That's helped me stay motivated and just, you know, kept my mind occupied. And then this too, oh my goodness, it's so hard.
So I remember watching you on TV for, I can't remember if it was Raw or SmackDown, but I just really took the time and I was like, she is really beautiful. She is going to be my new favorite now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like when you and John Morrison and Joey Mercury were doing the Eminem days, I was like, well, let's see how this goes.
No, those were good times. Those were really good times. They were really fun times. And it's a shame that we all got broken up so early. It could have lasted a longer amount of time. But at the same time, everything happens for a reason. But those were really great days. And we worked with the best people. The kid me who couldn't wait to be a part of wrestling and, you know, who admired all these people, these great icons. I was so excited and thankful to be able to work with, you know, people I looked up to.
What was your favorite moment during that time as far as the WWE?
All of it. Because, I loved managing. I really did. That's an art in itself, and I learned to appreciate it and to be able to be really good at it. And I was thankful for that. That was amazing. And then also, being in the wrestling side too, starting to go for the championship, working with all the people that I did, that I looked up to and everything. Eddie Guerrero, Mick Foley, you know, Flair. Just so many amazing human beings. I could say I got frog slapped by Eddie Guerrero. I was put in the ankle lock by Kurt Angle. Like, these things were like, no way, this is actually happening. This is amazing.
That is awesome. Whenever I was, like I said, whenever I was younger, I wanted to be a wrestler. And I think when I was in high school, me and my friends, we had this little trampoline wrestling promotion type thing. It was like Teen Championship Wrestling or something like that. I was like, this is not going to go as planned. But we did have...
It was good on paper.
Oh, yeah. We had this... there was this girl that I went to high school with. She had the wrestling team go undefeated, and that was unheard of in our school. I was like, whoa. And she is phenomenal. She is phenomenal.
That makes me happy. Yeah, she's a little badass.
She still is. I just talked to her yesterday.
Really? Ooh, that's even better. Because to me, sometimes, you know, people, and it's okay, if you reach a certain amount of time and then you end it, it's that's okay. Sometimes people feel like they failed. I'm like, no, it just, you open a new chapter later on. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. But when I see people who continue to strive for that ultimate, whatever the ultimate goal is, that makes me think to that passion, the steps that it takes to reach that moment and the hustle for it, and the hard work, that is beautiful. And then you have to hear that she's still doing that.
Yeah. She went to the army, so she's out now, but she's, you know, taking time off to be with family and stuff because of quarantine. But yeah, she's one of my really, really close friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Complete and utter badass from every angle and every facet of life that she's a part of. Oh.
Yeah, I started doing my YouTube channel, I think maybe 2017. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I gained 1,456 subscribers so far.
Oh my goodness! Congratulations!
Thank you, and it would be an honor if you could do my outro, so I could
Outro.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Well, it goes like, "All right, Nitro Club. This is the channel that keeps it too sweet, and we are OUT out."
So, RA Nitro Club? Is that
mm-hmm.
the, is that?
Yeah.
So, RA Nitro Club?
This is the channel that keeps it too sweet.
This is the channel that keeps it too sweet.
And
we're
are
OUT.
Out.
Alright.
I forgot what else I wanted to ask you.
Like, do you want me to say it right now, though? Before
oh,
we
yeah,
go
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, hello, Nitro Club. This is the channel that keeps it too sweet. And we're OUT out.
Nice.
Oh, no, I'm going to say it again. But I want to
Okay. So.
Hello, Nitro Club. Oh.
Go ahead.
Hello, Nitro Club. This is the channel that keeps it too sweet. And we are OUT out.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I hate that we have to go so soon.
I know.
Hopefully I can talk with you again.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. You're even
Thank you.
Well, you're equally as amazing as I am.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, all right, Melina. Stay safe. And,
you too.
Like I said, hope to chat with you later.
Yes, that would be lovely. And thank you for being so awesome. You are a sweetheart.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Holy shit. So, like I said, shout out to Melina. Thank you so much. Nitro Club. You heard her. We are O-U-T. Out. We are O-U-T. Out. Hey, we are O-U-T.